late start, but it's okay. I got some shit done that I needed to do, so... I've never really been a big Twista fan. Talks very fast, which is cool and all, but yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not like super familiar with this whole catalog. You know, there's stuff that he did that kind of got like big. There's a couple of tracks there, but yeah, it's never. Yeah. Spent almost 2 hours talking about hip hop last night. Okay. fucking gas. Thank you. I mean, if you're putting together a Taco Bell order, you can't go wrong with, gosh. It's hard to do without the menu in front of me, but... How about 3 double-decker tacos? No lettuce. Lettuce just gets in the way. A chicken quesadilla. Whatever burrito, if they got a burrito that's got chips in it, whatever that one is. And they seem to rotate through a couple different ones. If they still have the fries, maybe get the fries. If not, I would just probably just get like a regular nachos, just chips and cheese. Nothing too out of the ordinary about it. And I'd probably call it there. Yeah, an order of cinnamon twists. Yes, actually, yes. Order of cinnamon twists to go with that. And a Baja Blast. Maybe get 2 of the burritos with the chips instead of 1.
Nigga that ain't never been about it, that just want to hop online and to a real murderer, killer, anybody that's even hardcore boxing, anything, they always be like, yeah, love is love. Our hardcore clientele come through the juice bar, love is love. We love what you're doing for the hood, because anybody who's been through the struggle wants out the struggle and wants better for all of their people. And if you ain't that type and you want to be stuck in that box, you're a fucking idiot or a bitch ass nigga. It's one of the two. It's not none cut short between that. You're either fucking just plain dumb and retarded, you didn't develop mentally, or you're a bitch ass nigga living by somebody cold that's not real.
Right.
Styles P. G Host, the album out this Friday. It's a song track number 9, I believe, called Morning Morning. And it's featuring Oswin Benjamin jumped on this album.
Salute to Oswin, man. Oh my God. And shout out to Divine Balls on the track. This shit is crazy.
Yeah, how'd you meet up with Oswin? How'd that happen?
D-Block, I think Pools Cash and somebody else signed up these. So the whole and D-Block, we work like as a unit.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It was like, nah, you meet Oswin on this show. And I heard him heard his work and I was like, that kid blew me away, man.
Awesome, man.
He's fucking incredible, man.
Thank you.
Looking forward to working with him.
This is what I brought.
Cold heart in the hot slug. It's not love. The boys are.
Washington, D.C. at the National Sustainable Design Competition. The principal investigator on the project is UK food engineering professor Bodhi Adeyeji.
That's me.
A sense of accomplishment that they are contributing to solving a very critical problem.
And look, this is who we are. We don't worry about the perception of Hollywood. We realize that you're not all Al-Qaeda. We went into the community and did special events, not just ones that were, there were no fundraising events that we did. We were a part of some fundraising events where all the proceeds went to those specific charities. But we didn't do anything for money. We went over there and just put ourselves in the community, just like we did in New Orleans, just like we did in any other big pay-per-view, SummerSlam. Like, when we go and we try to spread the WWE gospel, if you will, like that. You know, you want to be a humanitarian as well as somebody that's coming to sell a product later on.
You know, Mark, let's get into Friday. And once you were there, once you were at the stadium getting ready for the show, did it feel almost like a WrestleMania as you were preparing for that show on Friday?
It did. It felt like, you know, like a big, big show. I mean, especially when you go through the curtain and you feel the electricity of over 50,000. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, you just feel that energy. It's like electricity, like somebody's shocking you.
When you look at your performance in the Rumble match itself, and a great performance against Surprise, entered in the Rumble, and everybody was excited to see it, you know, how did it feel being in between the ropes again and, you know, being able to throw some guys, especially, I mean, that Super Bowl, that guy was huge. I mean, what was that like for you?
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what, I had to reach down deep into the recourses of my strength to throw his big ass out. Thank God that I've been off. Like, please help something. But I had to apply a little pressure, man. It was actually good to get that adrenaline surge, though. It felt like I could have went another 20 minutes.
Well, you look great doing it. And, you know, coming out of that show Friday, I thought the MVP of the show was in that Rumble.
It's in great shape, though. I mean, it's different to get in the ring. But, and his chest, if somebody were to chop me like that, they would have a cleanup on aisle 9. It was the whole, and Rollins is still, he's good, lady. And I think that we're right, how effortless it is for him to be in the ring. Like, he's out there and he's doing his thing, and we take for granted, like, him going off the top and suplexing and rolling up and doing stuff, man, that's very difficult to do, and a lot of guys can't do it. You know, he we'll appreciate it later on.
After the show on Friday, but on our show yesterday here on Busted Open, Mark, and I want to get your take. You know, surprising what everyone was talking about coming out of Friday night was Titus O'Neil. And it's like the trip that was seen around the world, for crying out loud. I mean, and here's the thing. At first I felt bad for Titus, because on the WWE Network, you didn't see him trip. Like, you heard the commentators react, but you didn't actually see him trip. But they had no problem, like, 6 or 7 times showing the replay of him tripping. And I felt bad, but in true Titus fashion, he turned it into a positive, not only on social media, but what we saw on Raw last night.
Most definitely. I mean, it was so funny. And I automatically, first I was like, man, is he all right? Like, yeah. That was my thing, because if he'd have hit the legging or the seal, he could have really, really hurt himself. I mean, like, catastrophic hurt himself. And he didn't. And that was very fortunate. But I mean, the whole him falling down, getting back in, I just, once I saw he was okay, I went into, okay, guys, this is the best screw up in the history of pro wrestling. And I started saying, oh man, like, who's number one? Who was number one before? And who's number two? And, you know, we started naming off, like, Tess, know, sliding under the bottom rope and breaking his nose, and it's, I mean, it was just look like a crime scene. And you know, there's a lot of memes of Titus taking the torch.
Mark Henry wants to tell you about memes.
Oh, from Shockmaster?
From Shockmaster.
Yeah, I see
busting
that.
Through the wall and helmet coming off. And, you know, so it's like now Titus is number one. Shockmaster number two.
Wow. He took over Shockmaster.
He took over Shockmaster. Like that, man, that's excellent. That is complete excellent.
But here's the thing, Mark. With Shockmaster, that destroyed that character. You never saw that character again. With Titus O'Neil, I think he's going to take advantage of it, and this is actually going to build up what he's doing on Raw every Monday night.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, the fact that he was able to get on TV and just follow up and make light of it is a healing. I mean, an unbelievable looking t-shirt that they have. I mean, it's nice. And they're gonna sell a lot of them because I'm gonna buy a couple of them. I mean, it's a good thing for them. And you can't even, it transcended wrestling. It's like the biggest meme in the world. Like, I mean, if he could sell this,
Mark Henry knows about the memes. Shut it down.
You know, t-shirts, man. He's going to make a nice little piece of change off of it.
It's unbelievable. You can go to WWEshop.com right now and buy that shirt. You knew it was going to happen, and it's happened. So, as expected, you can get a Titus O'Neil worldwide, him being the Trip Master, taking over the Shock Master as the biggest fall in the history of pro wrestling. But I think it's going to be a positive. 844-796-7874. I want to get the fans' reaction from Friday, and I get more reaction from you, Mark, of course. But when we come back, there was something that was a big discussion point on our Friday show about a certain dinner that took place with some of the WWE elite. And, of course, talking about the WWE elite, that would include our own Mark Henry. I'll tell you what that was.
Well, you know.
Of course. There was never a dinner that Mark's going to miss. When we're back right here on Busted Open.
We cover pro wrestling like no one else in the world.
So sorry, but we have better thing all day.
Then you're gonna taste blood in your mouth.
Mean to gain the world if you ain't standing for shit. Okay, I gotta say it, baby. You sound high as a beat. Get genocide.
Why the fuck would you play this?
And now the freaked out shit.
Let me get it.
Yes, sir.
There it is.
May 4th, and get to Juices for Life. If you can't, juice up yourself. Get a blender, uh-huh, a juicer, fruits, veggies. Do it yourself. Family first. Love is love.
All right. And we're going to cut out until tomorrow. Have the B, Tracy G, yeah. Wonder, myself, DD.
And I'm like, that nigga's character is not even good actors. What's going to be the outcome? Let that up on the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody know your own fans say you stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother, I never let her go. I'm tired of weak-ass niggas, whining over foot, there's no belong to them. Fuck is wrong with them? We fuck it up for real niggas like my mans and them. Who get it all from the strip or the hands with them? Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in there, y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in there, y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in there, y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, I break down range, the heaviest
fishing.
Chevy, jet black, white interior, and he says he's got it decked out with leather, and he got the rims on it too, man. Go ahead, B, go ahead, ride safely. Don't do any dirty riding. Thanks for listening to us on Fly.
Don't do any dirty riding.
Undertaker and Brock sitting next to each other. And I get it, it's 2018, it's a totally different time period, but I'm still, the foundation of myself as a fan is, you know, you shouldn't be seeing the Undertaker and Brock Lesnar.
Fuck off, it's a TV,
you know,
show, grow up.
Meal together, shoulder to shoulder. So I wanted to get your take on that. Is it now, like,
well, I'm going to enlighten you.
Okay, go ahead.
In my best Samuel L. Jackson voice, Dave, we're not in control of the seating order. It was the king. Well, not the king. It was the prince. He was responsible. You sat where they told you to sit. If you go to the White House, which I've been blessed to be able to attend 3 times, you have to sit where they place you. I'm going to sit next to the president. No, you're not. You're going to sit over there where that name says Mark Henry. Like, that's the situation that we're in.
All right, so this is interesting. So it was everybody, it's not like you were able to sit where you wanted to sit. The prince told you where you would be sitting.
Yeah, he got pointed, well, not him, but he had like seven assistants there, like guys that ran different parts and different facets of their companies. I mean, there were some guys in there that were, $500-600 million guys.
Okay.
Like, they were very wealthy people, and you just played along. You just did what you were told, basically.
But you understand where I'm coming from, though, Mark. Like, as a fan and somebody that buys into pro wrestling because of, you know, how I was raised and when I became a fan, you could see how it'd be a little disheartening to see those two sitting together. And, you know, Brock Lesnar across from Roman Reigns, these are guys that are in a war right now, and then they're sitting across from each other.
No, they're not.
So, I mean, am I crazy, or do you kind of understand where I'm coming from?
I can see where you're coming from, but we watch the fight game, we report the news as it relates to MMA and other facets of fighting arts,
mm-hmm.
The perspiring arts, if you will. And you have to, like, you know, you have a press, and you have to do media, and you see people, they do the photo where they stand in front of each other. That's exactly what that was. It was everybody coming in to appease the high regime, and they wanted to show their respect for us as the elite, and we accepted gracefully, and we did what it was to make everybody happy.
As somebody who is not only, you know, somebody who's performed at a high level in the WWE, but you're also a fan, what was it like sitting at that table and, you know, and seeing Undertaker with Brock and seeing Vince McMahon? I mean, what was the experience like for you? Yeah.
You know, it was great. You know, the best part of it was I got to sit next to Randy Orton and Rey Mysterio, who both people I just really enjoy. And, I got to sit across from one of the higher-ups that worked for the Prince and Braun Strowman. And to see Braun Strowman sitting at the table spoke volumes to me about how internationally people see him. They see him as the elite. And I just took so much joy and pride in that.
Yeah, so I've never had dinner with the Prince, Mark. Now, you can, you know, you mentioned you're at the White House and having dinners with the Prince. I mean, are you nervous at all? I mean, I would be so nervous. Like, where does my fork have to go? Where do I put the glass? Do I ask for seconds? Do I ask for another glass of wine? I mean, were you nervous at all sitting at that dinner table?
No, God, no. Man, the great Dusty Rhodes said it best. I've died with kings and queens, and I slept in alleys and ate pork and beans. Like, you extend yourself to knowing and being a part of, being exposed to so much over so long a period that nothing phases you after a while. Like, I knew what silverware to use, and and it was we had five plates on the table, so I was like, wow, this is gonna be a long, long dinner. and they just kept bringing food, and then they had like salad course, then they had like hors d'oeuvres, and then they had and it's like, wow. And about three plates in, Randy looked at me and said, man, I'm done. I was like, me too. Khali was like, more. Like, give him some more. Shoot, I don't know what else to tell you. But I sent you some photos and videos of the dinner, so we'll be able to post those online so the Busted Open Nation can go on and see exactly what the plates look like.
What did you eat? Was there anything that was on your...
I can't.
It wet me up in a puddle of blood. I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge. We'll be right back.
got to give? How much did I spend? What I got to live? What I
been in space too cold in my blue walk.
Big shout out to Angel Christina, heavy to check in, baby. We see you.
On my phone, don't say shit.
Let's do it.
I make money when I talk. I'm a boss, take a loss. I can introduce you to the plug. Cause this ain't no handy in my cup. Stay down, not a rags up. She gon' let me fuck ass up. Plug. I still keys in the Louis V. Fuck 12, I'm a G, ain't no stopping me. And my wrist is on overseas. Rich nigga, you can talk to me. Hey.
Yeah.
Young Lee. Let's go.
Look like I'm going for a swim. Dunk on him, now I'm swinging off the rim. Bitch ain't coming off the bench. While I'm coming up court with the trench.
Shout to my homie Rusty on the check-in. Rusty, what's up, baby? Kelly, have you the check-in, baby? Kelly, turn me up.
Hey, yo. Look like I'm going for a swim. Dunk on him, now I'm swinging off the rim.
Hit me on my Twitter, my Instagram, my Snapchat, at DJ Hollywood KO, baby. Let's go.
Look like I'm going for a swim. Dump on him, now I'm swinging off the rim. Bitch ain't coming off the bench. While I'm coming off the court, really drenched. Here goes some hater rain, get your thirst quenched. Style on him in his Burberry trench. These birds copy every word, every inch. But gang gang got the hammer and the wrench. I pull up in that quarter milli off the lot. Oh, now she's trying to be friends like I forgot. Hey yo, I've been on, bitch, you been con. Bentley tints on, Fendi prints on. I mean, I've been on, X-Men been on. He keep on dialing Nikki like the prince on. I've been on, bitch, you been con. Bentley tints on, Fendi prints on. Hey yo, I've been on, Lara been craw. Play say Chang Lee, drop the Benz on. Oh, I get it. They painted me out to be a bad guy. When is the last time you're gonna see a bad guy do the rap game? Like,
watch the breakdown.
Knockout, boy.
Delivery Taco Bell sounds like a dangerously slippery slope.
Farmingville, Virginia, let's go. Sosoba mix, baby, live, shake for five. Welcome home, Meek Mill, baby, let's go.
Decided that was the end of that song. Go. Yeah.
I am high. Your source for hip hop and R&B from the 90s and 2000s is Sirius XM Fly.
To go to the Busted Open Nation.
I am so ready, man. Let's do it. Maybe it's one of our frequent calls.
Yeah, but before we go to the calls, I did say that there has been a shift off of Roman Reigns, and I mentioned Braun Strowman. But after watching Raw last night, Mark, the guy who could be next may not be Braun Strowman, and I'm going to throw out Seth Rollins.
Vince O'Neil? He's worldwide.
He's definitely world slide. Maybe not world slide. But, I mean, what about Seth Rollins? A guy who's been there, a guy who's been your universal champion. Could we see Seth Rollins back on top? The crowd loves him. He's great in the ring.
How did I open the show? How did I open it?
I don't remember. That was 48 minutes ago.
Seth Rollins, right now, it is for your money, to me, he's one of the most exciting guys wrestling.
He is.
And he's getting to that great stratosphere. Like, you know, like beyond elite. He's becoming, like, you know, dare I say, like Hall of Fame caliber, like, guys.
Wow.
Like, he's going to be one of the best before it's all said and done with it.
Wow. 844-796-7874. Let's go out to Willie in Oregon. Willie, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great to be with you on Busted Open this morning. Seth Rollins had a great match last night.
Run up in your house like I'm commando. Crew taking out.
in the mix right now. My name is Heavy, the DJ Hollywood. Knockout Boys. My brother Pretty Lou, we here to close this, baby. Knockout, play it for us, see it, baby. Live on Shake 4-5. Let's go. Soup, soup,
triple threat. Fuck it up and then leave. Come back, fuck it up and leave again. How about a hoop and then leave? struggle when it comes to the flow. They like lords here, give them all ready to go. On shape for fifth, ayo, it's time to act crazy. I'm on the mic, I'm never lazy. I'm the, yo, 88 shape 40 fifth. We about to start up and wild out in this bitch. The lord says special, let's go. Yo, over the top, you know, damn. Ayo, y'all, this lord says special. We gon' let the beat ride, try to bring, you know what I mean? Word is born. Hey, yo, come on!
Why it always sounds like he's about to vomit at the end? Like he's about to Earl. Did he Earl make this record? Incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing? Good afternoon. Round of applause to all our listeners. That's right, it's that time. It's the Lord Seer special. Of course, I'm filling in for my brother Lord Seer. Pretty Lou, I'm here. Good afternoon. It's beautiful in New York. Finally. Fucking Mother Nature, man. Like, Mother Nature's been having a period for the past couple of freaking weeks. Incredible. Mother Nature, please stay the way you are. Beautiful in New York, and it's beautiful all over, man. Shout out to everybody who's tuning in right now. 888-SHAVE45. That is the number. Call us up. And follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter, on that Snapchat, at PrettyLou11. I'm on my IG Live right now. Shout out to everybody on my IG Live. If you want to see how the fat man looks like, I'm right here. Go to my IG Live, at PrettyLou11. How's everybody doing, man? Everybody's quiet. What's going on, man? It's Tuesday. What's up, it's Tuesday. I got my brother Hollywood KO. He's my special guest DJ today. You know what I'm saying?
We're here.
There you go. Go to your microphone right there.
We're here.
What's going on? What's cracking?
What's good, brother? How you feeling?
I'm having a great time, man. I'm having a good time. You know, it's a beautiful Tuesday.
We're going to hit the high 80s this week.
High 80s. I can't wait because now I can take off my shirt and, you know, show off my titties. I'm saying,
bro, do that on another side, though. We don't want to see that shit.
Nah, people want to see that, man. Listen. If I get more, let's put it like this. If I get more than 500 followers extra today on my IG, I'm taking my shirt off.
This nigga crazy.
I'm taking my shirt off. I'm gonna do what DJ Khaled we used to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, we're here to have a good time. Everybody have fun. You know what I'm saying? I bet your Lord Seer wouldn't do that. Lord Seer,
nah,
challenge
he
me.
He'd fuck around. He would.
He'd probably come in here challenge, right? Two fat guys in the freaking studio.
Lord Seer will do it.
They'll kick us out so fast, boy. You don't even know. But shout out to everybody. Shout out to the West Coast. Shout out to the East Coast, Midwest. Everybody who's tuning in right now.
Shout out to Miami. They're heavy in the check-in.
Shout out to Miami. Ooh, I can't wait to go to Miami. I'll be out there pretty soon, man. But we got some stuff coming along, right? Talk to me. What news we got coming later on?
We got some interesting news post Bill Cosby. His guilty verdict is causing an uproar in the Me Too movement.
Oh my God! Are we throwing in also my brother R. Kelly into the mix?
Yeah, he's the person I'm talking about.
Incredible! So we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about how Miss Kim Kardashian going on Instagram talking about she wanna make her legs bigger than her ass. Don't know how that's gonna happen.
But we're gonna get into
some
Kanye craziness.
She's gonna take some fat from her ass and put it in her thighs,
right? We'll talk about that. Of course, we're gonna have some callers. I'm gonna have some callers call in because we're gonna
it's not the same.
I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls do too much. I guess it's like you run the name, do too much. Me and my friends, never that. If I can, ain't no problem to get the gap. Where the truth players at? Throw your rollies in the sky. Wavy side to side and keep the hands high. While I eat a girl a eye. Play it please, never clean. Nigga see, B.I.G.
Which anybody could really do unless you know Obama president. You know what I'm saying? Like personally.
That's insane. That's why I didn't come to All-Star Weekend.
So this is a PSA for the kids. If you want to be something in life and you know you're going to have to cross the border, don't get in trouble.
How do you know they're going to have to cross the border?
You got to cross that border. Don't get in trouble. I'm telling you.
So you've been...
Where's your empathy? Where is your sympathy? Where's your...
motherfucker.
So close. We're almost there. Last time I tried the flavored Red Bulls, I really didn't like them. They were kind of gross. I like the Mango Diet Coke, though. I got a couple more of those after I found some locally. After, you know, only finding them in New York when I was out there. But I think Mango is the only one that I like out of those flavored Diet Cokes.
With Yeah Yeah Yeah.
I remember Orange Red Bull being kind of gross.
For Yeah Yeah Yeah's show as well, because this week,
Michigan. So it's going to be an active day tomorrow with another line of showers and thunderstorms on the way. Let me kind of time things out for you. Here you can see Wednesday afternoon, that storm is kind of coming together. It's going to be ahead of this storm that we have that severe weather threat. Then as we head throughout your Thursday, the system's going to pull up a lot more moisture from the Gulf, and as a result, that means more rainfall headed to states like Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, also Illinois, and we're going to be watching some wet weather returning to the Delta. Although it's not going to be too heavy, I don't think it'll be a washout day by any means across states like Louisiana. By Friday afternoon, the bulk of the moisture sits right over the eastern corn belt with more moisture as well over the state of Texas. You need some rainfall in Texas at this point. It's been quite a while for central and southern Texas, and so we're happy to see that rain returning. That's going to continue by Saturday. And then by Sunday, just some spotty showers in the Tennessee and Ohio Valley. Here's Monday. Now we'd like to take you out on the long-range forecast, and we will have a little bit more rainfall in states like Tennessee as well. Tuesday afternoon, rainfall returning to some of the dry areas of Kansas and the dry areas of Nebraska, where we've been dealing with dust storms. So we add all that moisture up for you, 2 to 3 inches in northern Iowa, southern Wisconsin. It's not all going to come through at once, but we will see some heavy downpours from time to time, and that will likely disrupt planting. 1 to 2 inches, meanwhile, coming your way across the southeast. And look at these temperatures for today, definitely reflecting May 1st, with 80s and even some 90s on the way to Texas. We'll see 80s around the Gulf Coast. And then by tomorrow, nice and warm across much of the southeast. And even with that rainfall coming through by Thursday, you're only going to drop into the 70s.
Out of here. This guy with his elbow patches on his sweater. What are you doing, man? All right, I'm gonna go have a grand, fabulous Tuesday. I'll see you later. Bye.